Do you believe that your business would be far more successful if you could just grow a bigger audience? Are you struggling to get the algorithms on your side, to get your content reaching the right people, or at least enough of them? Well, that's what we're going to solve in today's episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. This is episode number 401, which means you can find all the relevant links and show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/401. In today's episode, I want to share with you a bunch of very creative ways that you can grow your reach and get in front of more of your ideal clients. So let's dive on in. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart-Centered Business Podcast. Before I share with you these creative ways to grow your reach, I just quickly want to say that for most people in online business, you don't just have a reach problem. Now, when it comes to getting in front of your ideal clients and making sales, which is ultimately the goal that we want to achieve, there is more to the story than just get your offers in front of more and more people. And I think that sometimes we can get very fixated on reach and conversion in our business. And in fact, what we have is a gap in between. Now, if that is something that you would like to explore or you've got some questions about, I'm going to link in the show notes of today's episode to a previous podcast where I talked about the client attraction process and how, in a lot of cases, people are ignoring the nurture and invite stages of their client attraction process in favor of trying to grow their reach. And if at the moment, in reaching just the teeny tiny audience that you do reach, you're making zero sales, if we multiply that audience by 100 times, you're still going to make zero sales because zero times 100 is still zero. So I just wanted to touch on that one before we dived in today, because sometimes people think that they have a reach issue, but actually if we just resolved your invite and your nurture phase of your client attraction process, you actually wouldn't need to grow your audience by that much. So wherever we can create high conversion and maximize the number of people who turn into paying clients, then the need for extra reach and the need for audience growth actually diminishes, and we can be far more profitable by just focusing on that conversion. But in today's episode, I really want to talk about reach, because for some people, there is a reach issue, and for others, we need to at least get some form of reach. And so what I thought I would do is just share with you some really quick fire ideas and ways, some creative ideas of how you can get more reach and get in front of more people online. So the first one is to run ads. And I know that that sounds so obvious, but I think that we get sometimes a bit caught up in needing our reach to be completely organic and we need to scale up and grow our audience. But honestly, if you are making sales and your content, your marketing strategy is working, if you are converting a good portion of people in your audience into paying clients, well, it makes sense to pay to grow that audience. And so sometimes the most obvious answer is the correct answer. So I wanted to start with that one. Number two, SEO. So if you have a topic area or some content or your services are the type of thing that people would Google, then SEO is one of the most effective ways that you can reach more of your ideal clients. You can do that through two kind of layers. There's the technical layer of search engine optimization. So that's getting on the front page of Google or to the top of Google if you can when people search relevant terms. So there's tech sides where we need to make sure that your website is fast enough, that you've got enough backlinks to your website. You know, there's some really technical things that you can do to grow that effectiveness of your search engine optimization. But the other way you can do it is just by producing consistent content. So my podcast goes up onto my website each time that I release a new episode. We create a written article that goes with it. We ensure that those key terms that we're trying to optimize for are included in the articles. And so I don't get a lot of traffic to my website from SEO. I think that the type of work that I do, if I'm waiting for someone to Google business mentor or business coach, I've kind of left it too late. But there are certain specifics that we try and optimize for, and it's certainly on the radar to do it more consistently in the coming months. Idea number three, a daily content challenge. So sometimes you just need a good little breakthrough. Sometimes you just need to show up really consistently and say what you need to say. And I've done this several times throughout my business where I've just decided, you know what, I'm going to show up and do something every single day. I'm going to share a piece of advice every day, or I'm going to record a podcast episode and release it every day. There are several times where I've done things like that, and it just gives me a nice big boost. It gives me a big kick in terms of my reach growth, in terms of creating connection with my audience. It's a great way to reach more people, because the more content you create, the more likely you're going to create something that someone's going to be really interested in, or maybe share with their friends. So there's lots of different benefits to creating content on a daily basis. Number four, post in other people's Facebook groups. Now, I already share the Heart Center community with you over and over again and encourage you to come in and share your offers on our hashtag market day on Tuesdays, or share your freebies with us on our hashtag freebie day. And yet there are still so many people in that community who don't post in there regularly or consistently. And they're looking for ways to grow their audience and reach more people without spending any money. And it's one of the most effective ways to grow your audience and to get that extra reach. Now, you do need to be pretty consistent, and you do need to be pretty present with Facebook communities to become known as a leader in the space. But it's far less work than trying to reach strangers online with organic strategies only when you don't have a ready-made audience like that. So the Heart Center community is 34,000 people. You have the opportunity to dive on in there, post every single day if you want to. You don't have to post every day. We ask that people post on non-promo days as much as they post on promo days. But you can go in, and that's a ready-made audience of 34,000 people who actually enjoy each other's content. They engage with each other. They are in the habit of buying from each other and signing up to each other's mailing lists. And a lot of people miss out on that opportunity simply because they make rules for themselves about what they're allowed to do, or how often they post, or they just don't actually understand how valuable that opportunity can be. Number five, invite a guest onto a video series or a podcast series. Even if you don't use a professional podcast platform, you can still jump on a Zoom call with a guest and record that as video content, stick it up on a free YouTube channel, stick it up on your Facebook page, stick it up on your Instagram. Like, there's so many things that you can do with it. You can embed it on your website. And then if you become the best spokesperson for that piece of content and get out there and share it as much as possible, and you can tag the guest, and you can send them the details so that they might share it with their audience, you will get more reach. Like, that is a really juicy piece of content. You need to, of course, be mindful about the questions that you ask, and, you know, make sure that you're getting some information out of that person or some insights out of that person that your audience will find helpful or appealing. But inviting guests is actually really, really effective. And I haven't had a guest on the Heart Center Business Podcast for a little while. I've had Tashmas before this, and then also we in the lead up to virtual conference, we had a few guest interviews, but not many. And I definitely notice the difference in months where we do have a guest podcast. We generally have a little surge of audience growth. We definitely have a surge in downloads of that particular episode. And it really does help to spread the word to different audiences. And then number six, you get to be a guest on other people's platforms as well, especially if you are consistently inviting people onto yours. They say the fastest way to experience a feeling is to give that feeling to someone else. Well, it's the same with podcast guesting, really. If you want to be chosen to be a guest on someone else's podcast, go and create opportunities for other people. And even if it's just doing a Facebook Live together or an Instagram Live together, or recording it, as I said, in a Zoom room, it doesn't even need to be live. You can create a lot of momentum and growth in terms of reach simply by having someone on your platform. But then what ends up happening is, in a lot of cases, that person will ask you onto their platform as well, or someone else will have seen you did a great job with that interview. You really contributed to the conversation. And so they invite you to be a guest on their platform. So I do know that there's a lot of people who teach doing cold outreach and pitching yourself to be on someone else's podcast, I don't necessarily think that that is as prolific or as effective. And I definitely think that there are other ways that I would probably focus on growing my audience and getting that reach first, unless you're doing something like a book launch or you've got something quite tangible that you can have a conversation with the person about. I do get pitched for people to come on my podcast all the time, and it's very rare that I say yes. I mostly say yes to people from the heart-centered community. I mostly say yes to people who are in my courses and my programs, or speakers for my conferences, but I actively invite those people. But otherwise, I don't necessarily say yes to those cold pitches that I receive for the podcast that much. But I certainly know that a lot of my guest opportunities have come from me inviting that person onto my podcast, or they have come from me just letting someone know that if they were interested in having me on their podcast, I would be open to it. I do also have a form on my website where people can invite me onto their podcast. And so we get a couple of requests like that a month. And I can then make a decision whether it's a good fit or not. Number 7, prolific commenting. Now, I want to say a big caveat on this. I know that there are some people out there who are copy-paste prolific commenters, where they just run around the internet and comment on 500 posts a day with the same thing, or just with some emojis or whatever it might be. That's not the kind of commenting that I'm talking about. If you want to grow your audience on Instagram, for example, providing meaningful comments below the content of other creators on Instagram is one of the great ways that you can actually grow your reach, particularly if you are creating reels and commenting on other people's reels. And if you're paying attention to the types of people, creators that your ideal clients follow, but also who your ideal clients are, and giving them a boost in their algorithm, giving them some comments and some love on their content as well. But I do think it's important that it's meaningful. I think it's important that you're mindful about it. I wouldn't recommend hiring someone else to do that commenting for you. I certainly wouldn't recommend using any of those bots or automations, but being a prolific commenter can actually be very good for your reach as well. Idea number 8 is to recruit people to your social media and your audience, including your mailing list, one at a time. So if you are at events and you meet people, don't forget to ask them if they follow you on social media or if they'd like to. People underestimate the power of a very high connected new follower on social media, but someone who has made a conscious choice to follow you and they've met you already in some other way is far more likely to be very engaged, and they're far more likely to then progress into the next stage of being a hot lead in your business or being a referrer to your business as well. So recruit people over to your channels one at a time every time you have the opportunity to do so. If someone DMs you on social media, check and see if they actually follow you. If someone wants to jump onto a sales conversation or books in to do some sort of guest interview with you, just double check that you're following each other on socials, and also don't forget about getting them onto your mailing list as well. Which brings me to idea number 9, and that is to talk about specific pieces of your social content in your emails. Your mailing list is your hottest of your broadcast audiences, and that's because they've given you something very specific and very valuable to them, and something that we protect very, very closely, and that is our email address. So if someone has signed up to your mailing list, that means that they are so interested in what it is that you have to share or the thing that you promoted to get them on your mailing list, they are willing to disclose one of the most tightly guarded pieces of their personal data, and that is their email address. So if you're emailing your list consistently, which I hope that you are doing, then ensure that here and there you refer to a hot piece of content of yours that's on social media. So that might be a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live that you've recorded and why it would be a great idea for them to go and watch it as well if they missed it. But it could also be asking them to contribute to a conversation or share their experiences on a post that you've shared that asks people for specific insight or specific experiences that they've faced. So just getting that extra loop of recruiting people from your socials to your emails and then getting your email list to go and engage on your socials will increase the engagement on that content, and that engagement will increase the reach as well. We are, in essence, creating this amazing virtuous cycle where more people on your list equals more engagement on socials, more engagement on socials equals more reach, which equals more people seeing your posts and promos of things that may recruit people over to your mailing list. So be sure to talk about your social content and link to specific pieces of social content on your emails. And then idea number 10 is for those of you who use Instagram as your primary social media platform, and that is to do a reel on Instagram using a trending audio. So if Instagram is your primary social media platform, you'll know that reels are really the reach strategy that you need to be ensuring you nail so that you are growing your audience consistently. Trending audios are a great way to be able to get that extra reach because people who've engaged with other content using that audio are shown more content using that audio. So it's a great way here and there to grow your audience with new followers. Now, I definitely wouldn't recommend that every single post uses trending audio. I would only use it here and there because it is something that we want to make sure is aligned with bringing in the right people into your audience. So even if you are speaking to camera, you can use a trending audio as background music, and that may be a great way to have that sort of in-between middle ground where you're using a trending audio, but you're only really getting engagement from people who are actually interested in the content that you're speaking about or the content that you're sharing, rather than just getting people following you because they liked the little dance that you did to that trending audio. Not all reels need to be lip syncing over someone else saying something or dancing along to music and not saying anything. It's important that you share your voice, that people get to hear you speak and see your face. So just using a little bit of trending audio will help you to get that audience growth. Okay, so I do have another 10 ways that you can grow your reach, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to call this part one, and then I'm going to do a second podcast episode a little bit down the track where I'll share another 10 ways that you can grow your reach and audience because I don't want to overwhelm you too much. I'm sure out of those 10 things I've just shared, there are a couple that you might like to try or experiment with. And I'd rather you have a go with something first before deciding that you're going to play with something new or see what else might be able to work for you. So I'll bring out the further 10 in a future podcast episode, but we'll leave it at these 10 for this one. If you want to ensure that the content you put on social media, the ads that you write, the posts that you create, and the reels that you share on socials are doing a good job of presenting your business in a way that's meaningful and engages your ideal client, then I would also recommend that for all 10 of these, you ensure you've got your core message nailed. And I have a free resource for you that's going to do exactly that. It's called the Core Messaging Template, and it comes with a little video training as well. I'll pop a link to that in the show notes at tashcorbin.com/401. So you can grab that with today's episode show notes. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.